Blog Talk Radio.
This conference is being recorded.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janina and Ingram. All right, it's Friday, family. Let's get started with Speak to My Heart, Donnie McClurkin.
Give me your holy word. If I can hear from you,
I don't know what to do. I won't go on. Now I go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
Oh, my heart.
Give me your
holy word.
If I can hear from you,
if I can hear, then
I know what to do.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janina and Ingram. We're going to get ready and turn within and recognize there is only one power. But as we start, I want to remind you that the 9th annual sunrise service is Sunday, August 6th. We're 2 days away, and I got my heart beating. And I'm super excited always to bring the download of God's love to 39th Street Beach. August 6th, we'll be out there watching the sunrise about 5:30. All the festivities begin at 6, the drum divas, and all our performing artists. August 6th, right here on 39th Street Beach. You don't want to miss our 9th annual sunrise service. And if you hadn't had your opportunity to make a donation, you can go to paypal.com and put in Ingram_Janine@yahoo.com, or go to Chase Quick Pay and Ingram_Janine@yahoo.com. And my number is 773-447-5591. If you haven't made your donation for your opportunity to break bread on Carla LaVoe Hawkins at the Hawkins Mansion, you can do so by calling 708-878-1633. That's prayer breakfast on Saturday, August 5th. All right, family, I just want you to remind you that I appreciate all that you are. Sending love into King and Arlene. They're here in Chicago. Thanking them for having the love to bring Baltimore to Chicago. All right, family, we're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. You see, on this line, we recognize that great spirit that is known by many names as God, the good, the omnipotent, and everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. So as we move within the space where the one is the one, we recognize that all that God is, we are. And so as we become very present to the breath, taking in a deep breath, and I want you to remember that there is power in the breath. You see, family, sometimes we forget to breathe. And I want you to take in that deep breath of breathing in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, and then releasing through the mouth. I want you to breathe, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family, and release. Sometimes we forget to breathe. You see, there's power in the breath, family. I want you to breathe again, and I want you to breathe deep into the diaphragm and don't forget to breathe into the heart, family. I want you to just move into the heart space. As you breathe, I just want you to breathe, family. And release. And last time, be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. Divine Mother, Father, God. Precious, precious Holy Spirit. I come before you today asking that every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart will come from the transcending space of my higher mind self. Asking you that you come into this call today, God, that you raise the vibratory energy, God, that you will shift the energetic expression of how we show up with our money on the planet, God. We thank you, God, for this opportunity to come together in one mind, one spirit, God. We ask you for a blessing today, God. We ask you for you to come right now, God, and bless our minds, God. Bless our hearts, God. Bless every cell in our body, God, and return it to its highest vibration. God, I'm asking you to bless every organ in our body, every living system, God. I'm asking you to come in this right now moment and raise the frequency. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you, come, God. Speak to somebody's mind today, God. Speak to somebody's heart today, God. Asking you for favor over the sunrise service. God, I'm asking you to send your legion of angels over the space where the sunrise service will exist, God. Asking you for favor over the weather, God. Asking you for favor of how the sun rise, God. Asking you to bless the cloud formation, God. To bless the land and the soil, God. To bless the atmosphere, God, that everyone who steps on this space will feel your presence. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come right now, God, and bless the event with all your energetic expression. That we will make manifest the glory of you on Sunday, August 6th, right here in Chicago. I'm asking you to bless the prayer breakfast. I'm asking you to bless the opportunity of whoever will win their home at the event on Saturday. We're asking those that they will make manifest the glory of you in their home, God. I'm asking you to bless that event, God. I'm asking you to bless everything that we touch, God. That we would be so anointed that everything we touch our hands on will turn it to platinum gold. That everywhere we tread our feet, that our feet would be so anointed, God, that it would be on holy ground, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to anoint us with a fresh anointing this morning. Fresh revelation, new wineskins, God. I'm asking you to come and reveal yourself today in this call, God. I'm asking you to come and let us feel your presence in the atmosphere, God. I'm asking you to come and let us feel you in the consciousness of our mind today, God, that we could touch the hem of your garment, Holy Spirit, that we shall be healed from any process that's keeping us from the truth of knowing that we are all that you are. In the mighty consciousness of you, we say that we love you right now, God, as we listen to Ayana Vincent as she so eloquently continues the prayer of money. We give thanks.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
Wow. Amen. And so it is. All right, family, we thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And we're going to transition into Joshua Rogers' Rain on Us. That's right.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your own consuming fire fill this tabernacle, purify our hearts. We need you to surround us in this place. Bring new life within us. Send a refreshing, Lord. Saturate our hearts. Say rain. Oh, breathe. Oh, shower down. Anybody needing a shower? Within me, hey. good to move, Jesus. We're hungry, Jesus. We need you to endow us with your power from on high.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. That was Joshua Rogers right here on the Love Journey. And today's Science of the Mind reads, you are the one. Yes, you. Did you know you are the one? Steve Jobs once said, follow your heart and intuition, because somehow they already know what they truly want to become. The Science of the Mind on page 403 in the book says, the law of the mind is not selective. That is, it is receptive without caring what it receives. It is creative without caring what it creates. Ernest Holmes writes that the hardest thing we have to do is learn to trust the universe. He said the hardest thing we have to do is learn how to trust the universe. We like to dabble, to pray, pull our words back to see if our prayers taken hold. What we need to do is know we are one with the only power that is. The great example for us is Jesus. You see, Jesus had no questions. The Spirit responded to him the way he wished it to. It responded because it never doubted. And the great message for us is we can develop a belief like that. You see, the universe will respond to us in kind. That's because our mind is such a powerful tool. Y'all didn't hear me. See, our mind is such a powerful tool. I read recently about a terminal patient who was given a drug that seemed to cure him overnight. He then read a report that said it was ineffective, and he relapsed. His doctor told him the report was false, and he again recovered, only to read once again it was a hoax, and 2 days later he made his transition. When we change how we think, we take ourselves to a new place of consciousness. And we manifest to the level of that consciousness. You see, when we change how we think, we take ourselves to a new place of consciousness, and we manifest to the level of that consciousness. Many of us are taught that living our dreams is not realistic, so we live in a small world of safety. We stay blissfully in our comfort zone, living a life that is less than what we could enjoy if we were willing to step into our power. I'm going to say that again, family. We stay blissfully in our comfort zone, living a life that is less than we could enjoy if we were willing to step into our power. You see, there's no better time than to step up and say yes to life. Say yes to the life that you are seeking. It's waiting for you just around the corner. See, family, let me remind you again. There is no better time than now to step up and say yes. Say yes to the life that you are seeking. It's waiting for you just around the corner. And so today, affirmation is today I move out my comfort zone. I listen to that still, small voice and say yes. I know that wherever I go, whatever I do, Spirit goes with me, and I cannot fail. Today, I move out of my comfort zone. I listen to that still, small voice, and I say yes. I know that wherever I go and whatever I do, Spirit goes with me, and I cannot fail. How many of us are still operating in that comfort zone? Unwilling to move into that space that allows us to say yes to a blissful life. It might be uncomfortable, but are you willing to move out your comfort zone? Are you willing to trust the still small voice and say yes, that sacred yes? Because you know wherever you go, whatever you do, Spirit is going, and you can't fail with the stuff you use when you use your spiritual tools. Will you be willing to say yes to God? Will you be willing to step out of that comfort zone and say yes to God? say yes to your dreams. Say yes to yes. Let's hear Will Smith tell this story again. I just want you to hear this story and really know that there's
3 years ago,
to fear.
I went skydiving in Dubai, right? And skydiving is a really interesting confront with fear, right? So I gotta stand up. All right, so. All your friends, what happens? So what happens is you go out the night before and you know, you take a drink with your friends and somebody says, yeah, we should go skydiving tomorrow. And you go, yeah, we'll go skydiving tomorrow. Yeah, yeah. And you go, yeah. And everybody goes, yeah. Right? And you go home and you by yourself, you're like, Right? You're like, well, I mean, they was drunk too. Right, so maybe they not, maybe, I mean, we don't have to go, we don't have to do it. So then that night you're laying in your bed and you just keep, and you're terrified, you keep imagining over and over again jumping out of an airplane and you can't figure out why you would do that, right? And you're laying there and you have the worst night's sleep of your life, but you still have the hope that your friends were drunk, right? So you wake up the next day and you go, you know, down and you say where you were going to meet and everybody's there. You're like, oh, all right, cool. Right. So you get in the van and you don't know that your friends had the same night that you had because they're pretending like they didn't. They're like, yeah, man, my uncle's a Navy SEAL. And, you know, this is going to be great. I've been looking forward to this. And you're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And your stomach is terrible. You can't eat and everything, but you don't want to be the only punk who doesn't jump out of this airplane. So you get there, and then you have this safety brief. And you're standing there, and the guys will tell you, well, if the chute doesn't open, what's going to happen is you're doing, well, why the hell, what could happen? That the chute wouldn't open, right? So you do a thing, and what you do is your first jump, you're attached to a guy who is going, you know, he's going to walk you out. So you go, and you get there, and there's an airplane, and nobody's stopping. Everybody's still going. So you get onto the airplane, and you're sitting there, and you know, it's extra because you're sitting on some dude's lap, some stranger. He's sitting on his lap. And it's like, you know, you're trying to make small talk. Yeah, man. So you'd be jumping with people all the time, huh? Right? You know. So, and then you just want to make sure, you got kids, right? You got people you need to see, right? You just want to make sure he's serious, right? So you get in there. So everything's normal. So you fly and you go up to 14,000 feet. And you notice there's a light. It's red and it's yellow and green, right? So right now the light's red. So then you start thinking at some point the light's going to go green, but you don't know what's going to happen, right? And you wait and it goes yellow and the light goes green and somebody opens the door. And in that moment you realize you've never been in a freaking airplane with the door open. Right? Terror. Oh, sorry, I'm spitting. I'm just, oh, sorry. So terror, right? So you go and then... You know, if you were smart, you sat in the back so you don't go first, right? And then people start going out of the airplane. And you go, and the guy walks you up to the end of the thing, and you're standing, and your toes are on the edge, and you're looking out down to death. And they say, on three. And they say, one. Two, and he pushes you on two because people grab on three, right? Right? And you go, and you fall out of the airplane, and in 1 second, you realize that it's the most blissful experience of your life. You're flying, right? It doesn't feel like falling, right? It's like you actually are kind of held a little bit by the wind, and then you start falling, and there's zero fear. You realize that the point of maximum danger is the point of minimum fear. It's bliss, It's bliss. And you're flying. Right? And you're doing it. And then 20 seconds, 25 seconds, 40 seconds. And you have enough time to just kind of be like, oh, that's that building. That's not like that much. Oh, you can see the ocean. Right? You start doing all of that. And the lesson for me was, why were you scared in your bed the night before? Why did you, what do you need that fear for? Just don't go. Why are you scared in your bed 16 hours before you jump? Why are you scared in the car? Why could you not enjoy breakfast? What did you need that? The fear is fear of what? You're nowhere even near the airplane. Everything up to the stepping out, there's actually no reason to be scared. It only just ruins your day. You don't have to jump. And then in that moment, all of a sudden, where you should be terrified is the most blissful experience of your life. And God placed the best things in life on the other side of terror. On the other side of your maximum fear are all of the best things in life. You know? Mm-hmm.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. On the other side of fear is the best things in life. All right. We're going to open up Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. We're going to bring in our beautiful, amazing, wow, our sister from another mister, Miss Chassie A. Wells. We got to, Chassie, you want us to play your song? You want to hear your song this morning? Or you want to just come on in? Because I know we're about 3 minutes over. Ain't no stopping us now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it makes my soul happy, but, you know, I know we
all right, well, I'm about to make your soul happy. There it is. That's what Chassie A. Wells. Ain't no stopping us now.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. If you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Miss Chassie A. Wells, I'm turning it over to you. Welcome to Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe.
Hey, oh my gosh. He said, don't let nothing stand in your way. Don't let nothing hold you back. I love it. I love it. I love it. Will Smith was fire this morning to me. Thank you so much. Happy Friday, Love Journey family. Great risings to all you guys and goddesses on the line, kings and queens. I love you all. My name is Chassie A. Wells. We are at the beginning of Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. We're reviewing the book Abundance Now, which is a book by Alicia Nichols. She actually just came out with this book, and it's actually going over amplifying your life and achieving prosperity today. Just to recap some of the things that we've actually been talking about here in the last few weeks, we've really hit some really powerful points that I just want to remind us of. If this is your first time to the call, welcome to the call. If you're coming back to the call, And still haven't picked up your book, it's all good. I'll just remind you of a couple things that we have talked about, and we'll just kind of move ourselves forward from there. So in the last, over the last 2 weeks, we kind of hit over some of the first E's that she talked to us about. And she did say that there's actually four E's to the path of abundant life. The first one is enrichment, which is you develop your whole self as a focused and abundant thinker. Then there's enchantment, connecting with others and developing relationships that will support you in success. Then there's engagement that comes from pursuing work that you enjoy, either employment or your own business, that leads to exciting experiences. And then finally, there is endowment that grows and continues to fund the kind of breathtaking lifestyle only few can imagine. Right now, we're still working on the first E, which is enrichment of the whole self. So I just want to remind you of a couple of key points before we hit into this week's lesson of it. And I think Will Smith was right on point because of some of the things that we're going to actually talk about, really talk about today. So definitely be prepared to be engaged. Press 1 if you're on Blog Talk Radio, press star 6. If you're on a teleconference, I really want everybody engaged in it. It's all good if you just, this is your first time and whatever the case may be, but it's definitely always great to hear from the new people on the line as well because everyone, it's like a support community here, right? Just like if you go to NA or AA or any of those other type of meetings and they have a million meetings now, everyone has to participate because you just never know what your feedback in the story could possibly do for someone else. So just recapping over some of the things that we talked about with the first E, which is enrichment. One of the things she talked to us about was strive to be at peace with your choices, actions, and decisions, including your past decisions. I thought that was really powerful. Start looking at what's possible in your life. And then answer the question why. Instead of constantly looking at life from the standpoint of victimhood, why did my father leave? Why did my career take a traumatic hit? Why did this happen and why did that happen? Don't look at it from that standpoint, right? Remember, man's rejection is God's protection. Let me read that again. Remember, man's rejection is God's protection. There's something better for you waiting on you. There is something better for you waiting on you. So that's for somebody here this morning. So don't feel, so even though you were rejected by man or whatever, whether it was a position, whether it was whatever it was, a business idea, it doesn't matter. That was God protecting you. God has something better for you this morning. So just hold on to that this morning. There's always a better explanation to why questions than for you to just be the cause or the victim of it. Then we talked about stop lying to yourself about your past experiences and why things happen to you. You know, just be real about what happened and be honest with yourself and grow from it and go for it. And then be disciplined and fearless in pursuing your dreams. I love that. Just a reminder to be disciplined and fearless in pursuing it. And as Will Smith just reminded us, that on the other side of our greatest fear is our greatest victory in the life that we truly, truly do want. And just recapping from last week, remember, family, to trust your own judgment and intuition. And we left off talking about take inspired action. Take inspired action. And I think that's just super, it's just a very, very positive way for us to have left off and just really pick back up here this week. Just reminding us what inspired action looks like and just understanding the difference in just moving, or when you're meditating and you're really trusting God in that, pay attention to the hunches that you receive during the day, different things that God may send your way to really answer your question. Be mindful of that. That's where your inspired action comes from. It's not where we just pray about something and we say, oh, we gave it to God, and then you jump up and you're doing a whole bunch of different stuff that's really not going to get you to that outcome. Take inspired action, family. She reminded us also just to bounce back quickly after a failure. And I remember this cool story that she talked to us about family, where she was embarrassed that she was on food stamps, but then all of a sudden it hit her. Only a bigger person can admit that they need help, bigger than those who continuously spiral downward because of their ego, arrogance, and pride. Stop them from reaching out. And I just really, really, really thought that that was powerful, and I highlighted it because I know I've been stifled. My own voice has been stifled from asking for help, but it takes a bigger person to ask for help. If you need more time to do something, if you need an explanation on how to break something down, ask for help. The only reason that we're all here, family, is to help one another. There's somebody else that would love to help you. And the same gratification you get out of helping someone else, let somebody else have that gratification in helping you or pointing you in the right direction. We've talked about people on the line who talked about their 503Cs and different things that they wanted to start on the call, different speaking engagements and blah, blah, blah. Reach out to the people that's on the call that's already done it. It's no point in spiraling out of control or researching, researching, researching just for you to hit other stumbling blocks that maybe somebody else can tell you how to bypass it. If you simply tap into your gifts, put fear and ego aside, you will find new ways to serve people and revenue streams will follow. But the revenue streams aren't going to follow until we do what? Tap into our gifts, put fear and ego aside, and then that's when new ways to be able to serve people and revenue streams will follow. So, we are moving on here on page 77, still on the first part of the first E. Love yourself deeply for who you are, Janine. Love yourself deeply for who you are. And I think this is something really powerful because this is the love journey. And what is Janine and Ingram always preaching to us? Love ourselves. Love ourselves greater. Love ourselves deeper. So as we grow up, we absorb from our parents and our guardians what happiness, joy, peace, and good living look like. Our parents, our grandparents, and our guardians are our first teachers. Some of what they teach us, we really do embrace, while other aspects give us a pause. It's not ours, but we still hold on to it, right? We still hold on to those different things. Lisa gave a great example here, Janine, and I think, anyway, it was a really good example that she gave in this part of the book, and she was just talking about where she went to Jamaica with some of her friends, and her girlfriends felt like these goddess-like bodies, she said, and, you know, that wasn't her body type or whatever. But she could have really ruined her own trip, Janine, by not embracing Lisa in that moment. She had to learn in that moment to just enjoy who she was. Take the cover up off and enjoy who she was. Enjoy who she was. Take off the shade and just go for it. And so even when she did that, and she was walking to the beach, she still felt the lump in her throat. She was waiting. You know, she still felt awkward about it. She didn't want to do it or anything else. You know, embarrassed about our own bodies. We all have these insecurities. I know I have insecurities about my own blemishes, you know, things jiggling or whatever the case may be, right? As women, we make up all these different stories about what's wrong with our bodies instead of all the beautiful things that's right with our body. But in that moment, Lisa was able to redefine herself at that moment and to love on herself in a different way. And I just want to remind every last one of us that as great as Lisa Nichols is and as great as we look at her and our other sisters or whatever the case may be, we all share the same type of insecurities, no matter if you're light-skinned, brown-skinned, fat or skinny, tall or short. We all share the same things, but the whole point of this love journey experience, the whole point of us going through this Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe in this book, Abundance Now, Amplifying Your Life and Achieving Prosperity Today, is reminding each and every one of us on this line to love yourself. Love yourself where you're at. Love yourself where you are at. Because we're only where we're at based on our past experiences. And that's okay. Forgive that. Learn from it. Be okay with it. Drop other ideologies that no longer serve you, but be okay where you're at, family. But anyway, Lisa went on here. She jumped in the water, and she had a great time, and it was very refreshing for her to be able to do that. And I know what that feels like, because I know what that feels like to be around other people, and you don't want to take your swimsuit off. I've been that girl. Right? Or how about not even even making it far enough to just have a cover up on? I just say I don't feel like swimming today, and I stay outside with shorts and a t-shirt on, poolside. Like, come on, you ain't came all the way to Jamaica to do that. So it's about loving yourself. If I ask you to list all the ways you can love yourself deeply, lavishly caring for yourself, heaping generosity in yourself, could you come up with anything that you actually do? Here's a list of what she recommends for us to do in loving yourself. She put, love toxic people from a distance. That was actually last one, but I think it was really important for me to say that first, and I may say it again. Eat right and shop for the best foods. Eat right and shop for the best foods. Move your body in ways that make you feel energized, in ways that help you find fun. Keep your finances in order. Have enough in the bank and then some, family. Draw boundaries for yourself with your family and friends. Exercise the word no and recognize. That's a complete sentence, Janine. Draw boundaries for yourself with your family and friend circle. Now, my family and my friends will tell you, no is definitely a complete sentence when I'm speaking. But I had to learn to get to this point. I had to learn to love myself to that point. Because if I don't love me, how am I teaching other people to love me, Janine? They can't. They won't. Right? Open up and communicate more. Spend quiet time with yourself and with God. Be willing to ask others for what you need and receive what you deserve. My God, I want to repeat that one last time. Be willing to ask others for what you need and receive what you deserve. Allow emotionally healthy people into your life to serve you, and love toxic people from a distance. And I think that's so important for us just to be reminded of. I'm not saying cut people out of your life, because it may be your family member. Some of y'all be like, talking about it may be your spouse. Can't divorce the spouse, family. But there are certain things that we can do and boundaries we can place just to protect ourselves as we continue to grow ourselves into that situation. We've all trained people how to treat you. We all have trained people around us how to treat us. You may have even trained them how not to show up for you. And I thought that that was powerful because it resonated with me. How many of us can say that we are the ones in our family or whatever, or in our circle, we always got the answer. We never asked for help. I know I was good for it, notorious for it. It took me learning to love myself. It took me surrounding myself with great friends and people like Janine to ask me and to push me just a little bit further, just to speak my truth and say, you know what, I need help. I need help in this space. I need help. I'm scared. And I need help. Remember, family, you must focus on yourself first so that you have a full tank to give to others. Focus on yourself first. I thought that that was so powerful just to be reminded of. And second, make the distinction between self-care and indulgence. For example, Janine, a massage used to be indulgence for her. She thought, oh, my God, a massage. I'm sneaking off to get a massage until I realized that, this is Lisa speaking, that I pass energy through my body. I touch people with my soul. So now it's no longer looked at as an indulgence, but it's necessary. Self-care provides joy and energy in your soul, whether it's a massage or a concert, play or dinner, a weekend escape or a walk on the beach. Indulgence is the act that puts a strain on your future because of your choices in how, in the now, such as overspending or poor time management. But self-care is definitely something we definitely do need. I know that was something, Janine, just talking to you and listening about a lot of different things, even with reflexology, It's just learning that that's no longer an indulgence, but it's a part of self-care and just really taking care of myself. So I've learned that that is really something that does feed my soul, and it does help shift the energy, especially when we work in finance and talking to people and all the stories and all the things that you experience in the day-to-day. A lot of it is trapped inside of my muscles and my body because I do care about what I do. So I just challenge us all just to open up our minds a little bit more and really look at loving yourself deeply for who you are, getting the right amount of sleep, shopping for the best food, allow emotionally healthy people into your life to serve you, focusing on yourself first. All those great things are absolutely powerful. They're absolutely powerful for us to be able to move forward. Did any of this resonate with anyone on the line before I move forward? Press 1 if you are on Blog Talk Radio, or press star 6 if you are on the teleconference.
Well, I know it did for me. I can definitely relate to not asking for support, you know. That was the big one, really, for me. That was really, really big. Not asking for support and wondering why people weren't showing up when I'm, like, telling my story and then they don't call to check. I'm like, what? You don't call to check on me? I was like, what kind of pressure is this?
Come on now.
But they was like, oh, Janine got it together. Oh, you know, and that's because that's what I had taught people how to treat me. Mm-hmm. And I had to stop and say, okay, look, I need your support. I'm going to need your support. And I had to learn how to say, look, this is what I need, and I need it, or I'm going to need you to do, you know. And also, I can even relate to the body image thing. Oh, my God. You know, not wanting to take, you know, I was laughing because you said, don't take off your swimming suit. I'm saying, I'm sure you don't want to take off your swimming suit. So, you know, the cover up.
I just heard it now that you said that. I was like, oh, I just heard it. Sorry.
So, you know, not wanting to take off my cover up, you know, not feeling secure in my skin I was in. And I had to learn to say, this is my body. This is me. And I had to learn to accept me as I am in this right now moment. So all of this, this chapter right here was just like totally highlighted. Love yourself deeply for who you are was like the biggest thing that I had to learn for me, is to just accept me with all of who I am, the good, the things that people didn't perceive as good, things that are, you know, society deemed as beautiful that maybe I didn't meet up to that standard, that I had to learn that God's beauty don't have a standard, that there's many forms of God's beauty. Mm-hmm. And I had to understand that beauty is not a monopoly, that beauty comes in different colors, sizes, and shapes. And I had to understand that my brand of beauty was absolutely beautiful. And that was my journey of learning and stripped down to my own self and get naked with my own emotions and understand why would I not accept me just the way I am. And that was the one thing that, wow, I mean, I remember crying. I remember journaling. I remember wow. And then if you feel like your body is not well, what are you going to do to, you know, like just work it out? Get up and do the exercises. You know, that was the thing that I had to tell myself, too. You know, if I'm not where I want to be, then it's still things that I need to do, and why won't I get up and do what I need to do to exercise my body? So those are some things that I had to talk to myself about.
I love it. And that's just like she said, just keeping it real with yourself, just being honest with ourselves about it, loving ourselves, forgiving ourselves from past mistakes, but really telling the truth about where we're at, being disciplined about it, right? Stop lying to ourselves about our past experiences, talking about, oh, the reason that I gained all this weight is because of my kids. That's a lie. That's a lie. You probably, I mean, our bodies are beautiful and they do what they do, but you can't keep saying that. You ain't going to blame it on your kid and your kid 12 years old. The lack of discipline and you not eating appropriate foods that energize your body, allowing us to work out. That's the truth. That's the truth. And we have to move into that and be strong enough to embrace it. So I think that that's really, really, really powerful for us to look at. And just knowing we have to look at those things in order for us to grow. Did anybody else have anything else that they wanted to chime in and share?
Good morning, Chastity.
Hey,
it's your mommy. Good morning. Always loving on you and supporting you. Good morning, Love Journey family. On my way to the office again. God bless you, Janine. Thank
good
you
morning.
For the Love Journey family. And I'm going to just go ahead and say, you know, even though I have confidence in a lot of areas, this is something that is a constant work for me, is learning to love myself. I've always put others in front of me, and that's because of my own insecurities, that I find it easy to love on others instead of loving and putting the work on myself and focusing. So in this later part of my life, I'm still learning. I'm still learning how to do that and what self-love means and what those actionable things are to do that. So once again, I thank God for the books that we share on the Love Journey, because I can kind of sit behind the scene and absorb this information and put it to practice. So God bless you. Happy Friday to everybody.
Happy Friday, Mom. My goodness, my goodness. Isn't that the truth? That's just the truth. We always are just growing to love ourselves a little bit more, a little bit more. And it's all good. It definitely is all good. And I honor you, Mom, for just even being that vulnerable, being that honest and open. Because I know how private you really are as a woman. And though you're willing to do the work, I know you really do keep a lot of things close to your bosom in your growth. So that says a lot to me with you even opening up and sharing. So I thank you so much for just your vulnerability, your honesty this morning. And I pray that as you continue to grow in loving yourself, then maybe it gives somebody else courage, you know, that's on the line. It's like, you know, they may not learn from me or, you know, even hear my voice acknowledge it, but here you are a lot growner than I am. And they're like, you know what? If her mama could do it, I can go ahead and pick up, lace up my shoes and do the same thing. So I honor you, Mom, in your growth process and learning to love yourself more.
I second that emotion. I think it was powerful, but I thought what it was really, even though we've both said it, but the way she said it was so powerful, because we get distracted giving to others, you know, because it's so much easier to give to other people. You know, she said she gave herself away and found it easier to give to others, but not as easy to give to herself. And I thought, wow, that is so true. You know, it's so easy to, hey, Cassie, what can I do to fix your stuff? But, girl, what can I got to do to fix my own stuff? You know what I'm saying? I love what she just said. Yeah. It was just like, I was like, woo, three snaps and it turned for mama.
No, she did.
You know, Janina, I want to add, Chastity, a little story. Recently, a young lady lost one of her daughters. They were twins, 20 years old. And I went in to minister to the twin that, you know, survived and that's still here. And I was just kind of talking to her and loving on her. And she looked at me and she said, you know, Miss Wells, I thank God for you. I really do appreciate you coming and being close to my mom and to myself. And she said, you know, my sister, my twin is in a better place and she's fine. She said, but I want to ask you something. What do you do to love yourself? She said, I just feel that God is saying, what do you do for you? And I was so stuck with that. Just as we were reading this book, that came to so, it came to life, and I began to cry. And I looked at the young girl, and I said, "Wow, you know what? I'm gonna learn to do some things. If it means going get a massage or whatever it is, getting out of my comfort zone, because I truly am a private person, even though I exert confidence in a lot of things in leadership areas. Loving myself has been quite a challenge." So with that being said, I turn it back over to you guys. I just wanted to share that little story that I got it.
That's good.
Ooh, that was a good story.
That's good. Yes, God. But I think that's the cool part of Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe and the Love Journey in general, Janine, is that it just gives us all the opportunity to share, you know. So whatever your schism is or whatever you think you have the right to hold on to, we all have one another. And you get to hear what that sounds like from another brother or sister on the line. So I think that's the power in us sharing, and that's why I love listening to us all share, because we all have so much to contribute to one another's lives. So it is power in that.
Yeah.
It is power in learning to love ourselves greater.
Here's a text question. I'm new to the love journey. I want to understand. I'm at work. I can't really talk, but I like listening to the love journey each morning. I hear a lot about loving myself, but I don't really know what that means. Can you explain to me what loving myself means? Wow, interesting.
Well, you go ahead and answer that then, Janine. You're the love goddess. You're the love goddess. You're the love goddess.
All right. Well, she had your name on there, but okay, I'll answer. I would start with, what does it feel like to remember what love felt like? That's how I started to love. So I first remember, what did it feel like if you ever been in love, if you ever felt love, like when you first had your child, did you feel this overwhelming feeling of love? When you met this person that you fell in love with and you had this overwhelming feeling of love, and you had every cell in your body was chilling and every anxiety was in your stomach, your heart was beating fast, and you was just wanted to show up the best you could because you wanted to have this date with him, and you wanted to look so beautiful. Maybe you all were walking on a full moonlit night and holding hands, and you felt this overwhelming feeling of love, or you looked at the sky and there was this beautiful sunrise that greeted you, and the warmth of the sunrise kissed your face. And so whatever experience you could remember, feeling that feeling when your heart was open and every cell in your body and even the juices in your mouth, it felt mouthwatering. And I want you to remember that time. And I always think when you can remember that time and then bring that experience into this right now moment, and take that right now moment and take that love and put it on you and just feel that overwhelming love for you, and just open your heart to that and just tell yourself that you love you, and just look in the mirror and look past the eyes, look past the very essence of your skin, and speak to the very depth of your soul and just honor the presence of you as a gift. And if you just spend some time in loving you, I think you will begin to feel the resonance of what that feels like. And because love is such an abstract feeling, you have to experience it to know it.
Yes, God.
And so as you remember that experience, bring that experience into that right now moment, and then shift that energy of love into you and have that overwhelming feeling for you. And however that feeling, whatever opens your heart, like music opens my heart, dancing opens my heart, being in nature, laying in the grass, looking up at the sky, being by the ocean opens my heart space. And when it opens my heart space, it reminds me of just how important I am to the fabric of life. And so to me, that's what loving yourself is all about. And then honoring what the soul is asking you to do. What is the soul longing to do? So many times we cover ourselves with, you know, what everybody else wants, and we lose ourselves, and so we're not connected enough to know what will really bring me joy?
Come on now.
What would really honor the presence of my gift to the planet today? Would it be a massage? Would it be taking a long, luxurious bath with rose petals in it and music, jazz and candle lights, you know. Like if you come to my bathroom, it's all set up with the candles. You just light the candles and my stones are in there. And whenever I need to just pour love into myself, I push the button for my music. I set my little tray with my little whatever I want to drink, my little glass of water with my beautiful stemware, with my lemons to squeeze in it, and I have my fruit, and I lay there and honor me and just love on me. Just honor the gift that I am to the present, to the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that's the beginning stages of learning to love you. And I think it's really the hardest question to answer because love is so abstract. It's not a one definite formula because love is different for everybody. What feels loving to people is different. So you have to find your space that feels good for you and then begin to walk in that space of what feels good to you. And the soul knows. The heart knows. The cells know.
Yeah.
So that's my answer.
Yes, I definitely do concur. It really does. It's really based on what really does resonate with your soul. Because for me, I've always loved taking baths and different things like that. But it wasn't until we started doing the work, the mirror work, looking at myself, looking at every freckle in my face, looking at the imperfections or the perfections, looking at every part of who I am, loving myself, reminding myself every single day and doing that consistently for 30 days, looking in the mirror saying, I love you, telling myself I love myself as I brush my teeth, as I lace up my shoes to go outside and work out, that the reason that I was doing it is because I love myself. So it just really do depend on where you're at in your walk. And what feels loving for one person may not feel as loving for another. Because I know if I would have never did that mirror work, I could have easily got distracted when I got in the bathtub. I would have poured me a glass of Chardonnay and I would have had me a book and I didn't forget about the original intention of why I was taking this bath. So it's just what really resonates with you in that space. So, family, we are.
You got somebody else trying to come in. You got somebody trying to come in.
Is it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, Chastity, I'm just going to close with this. I usually don't speak that much. However, I just wanted to say that loving myself to me is exercising, eating correctly, eating healthy, feeling good, getting proper rest. That's one of the things. The big question for me, why do I stop? Why do I stop? So you all have a good day. Happy Friday.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hey, Agatha.
Hey, Agatha.
Hey, happy Friday.
I wanted to wait.
Could you say your name and where you calling from?
Okay, my name is Agatis, and I'm from Chicago.
Peace and blessings.
Can you all hear me?
Chicago, yes, yes.
Okay, so I wanted to weigh in on the self-love. The sister that called in early and was just speaking about how it's so much easier for us to do things for people. So for me, that resonates with me as well. So for self-love, I just think about, okay, what do I do for people? And then I transfer that to myself. And another thing that I do is, what do I expect? Because a lot of times we've been taught, like in society, to look for happiness and love coming from other people. And then we end up being, you know, let down because they didn't love us the way that we wanted to be loved. So we know how we want to be loved. So just transferring that to yourself. So if I expect for someone to take me out to eat or take me on vacations or give me massages or whatever I think is loving to me, do it for myself. And by giving that to myself, I think I'm setting the tone for not only how to love myself, but also the expectation of someone loving me and showing me love. That was my piece I wanted to add to the pot.
All right. Thank you for adding your voice to the pot, Miss Agatis.
Thank you for this platform.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I definitely do concur, and I agree. Because it is easy for us to be all distracted, especially as women, always serving from our cup instead of serving from our saucer. And one of the things, Goddess, that you just said that really did remind me, too, is how we treat people. We teach people how to treat us. Yesterday, after I had my massage, I came home and I was feeling good or whatever, and I shared it with my 11-year-old daughter, where I had just came from. And she was like, oh, I would have loved to have gotten that done. And I'm like, girl, please, some things you don't have to join right in on with mommy with, you know. But by the end of the evening, Janine, she wouldn't let that massage go. And so she just really was like, mommy, I just really need a massage. I really need you to massage me, because I can't do it myself. And I heard her when she said it, and it just gave us the opportunity as well. And I just honored her for her commitment of self-love for herself. So I just want to remind us that sometimes just be like a child. Just have that childlike focus on yourself. And even though someone says no or they don't want to show up in a particular way, because my first answer was no, right? That was my first answer. Well, I wasn't paying for it. That definitely was the answer. However, it wasn't really about that. It was more of the experience and how she wanted to be loved in that moment. So it's just a reminder for all of us just to continue to love ourselves, be mindful of what we're putting into our bodies, exercising our bodies, showing ourselves love, forgiving ourselves for our past mistakes, because honestly, it's how we got to where we are at today. Good, bad, or indifferent. It's either we're learning or we're growing, one or the other. And it's all good. Everything is all good. But love and honor yourself. As we are at the top of the hour here this morning, we're a little bit past, and I guess we can still continue to converse, but I do have a 9 o'clock, so I really have to get off the line. So I have to end my portion or just where I'm at. But I just want us to remind us this weekend here, it's just to remind you all to focus on yourself first so you'll have a full tank to give to others. And I know it's so easy for all of us to say, oh, I just love helping other people. I love serving other people. But remember to honor you first, serve you first. Let's be done with the conversation of how we have failed ourselves and how we have not honored ourselves in the past. Let's continue to shift the conversation on what does it look like that we'll be committed to this weekend and moving forward until we speak again next Friday on August 11th of what does that look like on focusing on yourself. What does that look like? Does it mean that you'll eat better? Does it mean you'll move your body more? Does it mean you'll check your finances and double check it all? Somebody has background noise. Please press the mute button on your phone just to make sure that we are respectful to one another when we're speaking on the line, please. What does loving yourself look like? Does it mean drawing boundaries for yourself with your family and friends? Does it mean to open up and communicate more and ask for the help that you need? Does it mean to draw a line between you and toxic people? They don't need to be in your inner circle, family. What does that look like? Start changing the conversation and then put a commitment to it. What are you going to work on this weekend? I love every last one of us sharing, but I really want us to really have some commitments and what we are going to work on and not just in the space of sharing, because we all can do that. Everyone loves jumping up at church, testifying, but nobody really wants to put a date in action between what we're testifying about, all right? So I'm just a girl about dates and goals and just really manifesting this thing. I love having the abstract conversation, but then there's the other part of me that God has called to the planet. And I'm like, come on, let's wheel it on in, put a date and put a time on it. Let's do it, baby. Because that's the only way you're going to really be able to manifest your greater self. I love each and every one of you. I thank you so much for supporting me in this Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, going over Lisa Nichols' books, Abundance Now, Amplifying Your Life and Achieving Prosperity Today. If you have not copped your copy, please go to Amazon, or Janine has a link as well. for us to be able to get you a book. Get the book. Time in. Time into the conversation. If you're still a little bit behind and you have some other things going on and you're just not able to get it, it's all good. Text me. Call me. 614-230-6600. I am really good at making a couple of copies of the pages that we have not went over yet, and then I can always email them over to you just so you're able to follow along if you're in between financial blessings or in between paydays or whatever the case may be. I am Chastity A. Wells, the facilitator this morning here on the Love Journey and Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. If you have any questions about an insurance policy that you need, preparing for retirement, make sure your grandkids are protected family, I am your source for that. I am available for you. Again, feel free to call me or text me at 614-230-6600. Again, it's 614-230-6600. Love, Jordan, thank you so much for just being awesome and amazing. Thank you, Mom, for your support. Thank you, Goddess, for your energy this morning. Janine, as always, it's a pleasure to be able to serve with you this morning.
All right, thank you. And just so you all know, Chastity does handle the IULs too. People have been calling me about the IULs because they went to some of the events where one of the guys was talking about the IULs. And so I just want to let you know that Chastity handles IUL insurance policies as well. So please make sure if you're going to get your IUL, let's support our community by going within our community to make sure we support the people who support us. Thank you so much. All right. We have another text question, and I'm just going to put it out there and answer it. Does eating right and exercising and taking care of your nails and hair really constitute loving yourself? She said, because I don't feel loving to myself, but I do these things. Well, those are just a part of what loving yourself looks like. And it's such a minute part because loving yourself really comes from the inside out, not from the outside in. And so loving yourself comes from the heart. It comes from the soul. It comes from the very essence. And you will know if you are loving yourself, not by the way you take care of your physical self, but by the way the way people show up in your space. Because the demonstration of loving yourself is how people show up in your space. You know, how are you being honored by other people? Are you being honoring to yourself? Do you say yes when you want to say yes? Do you say no when you want to say no? Do you ask for support? And those are demonstrations of you loving yourself. But the physical part of you taking care of your body is a very important part of taking care and loving you. But it's also important that you know and understand that love comes from the inside. And so I want to be clear, it's important to take care of the physical body, to exercise and drink plenty of water and do the things that your body desires it to do for its great health. And yes, it's important to have a beautiful physical appearance, you know, taking care of your hair. But the real love, the real experience is when it comes from the inside. So I want you to know that today as you move through love and you sit with love and you decide what love look like for you, that love comes from the inside out. Okay. Right. And because you're loving yourself from the inside out, you desire to honor the body. You desire to honor the temple that you've been given to animate the presence of the spirit. You desire to honor this physical presence as the gods and goddesses that you are on this planet. And so when it comes from the inside out, there's a different experience. There's a different feeling that happens. So that's the answer to that question. So, yes, you can take care of your body. You can eat right and still not love yourself. Because it's not an outside job. It's an inside job. But self-care is part of self-love. So as you move through that self-love, remember to sit with your heart, sit with the soul, ask, what can I do to love me more? So I want to remind you that life is a gift from God. What you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. Don't forget, Sunday is the sunrise service. I'm looking for all of you all to be there. And if you can't be there, I just want you to send your love and your prayer.
And as you remember to choose love, remember, love is the only choice. And you, as you think about what love looks like from the inside out, think about that inner voice that you that speaks to you. What is the tone and the compassion that you have for yourself? Yeah, we might take care of our bodies. We might take care of getting our hair done and eating right, but are we speaking loving words to ourselves? Are we compassionate when we think of ourselves? Because you know that mind chatter want to come up in there. And do we stop that mind chatter? That's part of loving. That's the real part to loving you. When you start telling you you're not good enough, then the loving part should say, oh, yeah, I'm more than good enough. What's the tone that we use with ourselves? See, all that, that's the real work right there. I'm just going to tell you, I think it might be easier to get my hair done and my nails done than it is to stop that mind chatter, to stop that uncompassionate love for my, you know, that uncompassion that I may, well, I don't have that anymore. I'm more compassionate. Not as compassionate as I want to be, but I'm more compassionate with myself. I use better tones when I speak to myself. And when I look in the mirror and I don't say the greatest thing, I stop myself and say, is that really a loving act that someone who loves you would say to you? And so I have to remember to use loving tones with myself. And that's when you're really starting to know that you're loving me. So many times we use the physical action, but we forget that love is really energy. And it's the energy that we're sending into ourselves. When I look in the mirror, am I saying loving things or am I saying, girl, you look bloated today. Girl, did you gain some weight? You know, whatever conversation am I having with myself? That's the real demonstration of love, the words that I choose to say to myself. How compassionate am I when I speak to myself? Tones am I using when I use my inner voice? So when I ask you to choose love, I'm asking you to use love in a compassionate way to yourself, to be compassionate, because we beat ourselves up. So we think those are things that demonstrate love. Those are the things. And so as you move through, remember to be compassionate to you. So choose love today. Don't just dream your God-sized dream. Live your God-sized dreams. And that's another thing, honoring your dreams, honoring your voice, honoring what the soul has been calling for you to do. I just want to remind you again that the Love Journey's 9th Annual Sunrise Service is Sunday. The theme is the journey of the soul. I'm so excited. I got a powerful, powerful lineup for you. Don't forget Carla LaVoe Hawkins at the Hawkins Mansion, her prayer breakfast. I see you all at the opportunity to win our home at the trolley. So we got a great lineup of weekend. We want to honor King and Arlene. They're here in Chicago. And I want to let you know yesterday was Miss Deborah Gary's birthday. Don't forget to send us some love, Miss Deborah Gary. All right, family, I want to leave you with Love on Top with Miss Beyonce right here on the Love Journey.